I'm late. But British Airways, in my opinion, is the best. Anyway, so I get there, and I wait there for like 45 minutes before the dude decides to show up.
Oh, they lost my baggage on the way to Hartford. I forgot to say that.
You had to be there.
No, I wasn't. A joke. Just bringing that up. That wasn't. That was United. I flew United to Hartford. They suck. They're going down.
I'll take them down.
They're on my flight. Was 2 hours delayed leaving. They had screwed over these two girls that I hung out with before I left, because we were all delayed and we were talking. One had been like en route since 3 o'clock in the morning, and she had just been flying from Richmond, and they wouldn't give her flight. She'd been sitting there all day because her flights had all been messed up. Really sucked.
Can I get on with my story now?
Yeah, sorry.
So I land there.
Sell your stuff.
I wait there for 45 minutes before someone finally decides to turn up. And then I get on the bus, and I record with various people on the bus. That was the last recording, really, I did. And then I get off, we get our ID cards and stuff. I have to walk to my dorm, because it's away from the cluster. Because music theory has a door itself. No, dude, carrying my guitar, my backpack, and my suitcase, it was hard. Because my suitcase was ridiculously heavy.
Didn't it have wheels?
It had wheels, but it was still heavy. And I had to carry it up 2 flights of stairs. So, I met various people on
the
You
don't know what it's like to bring a month worth of supplies once on your back.
Jeez, let me tell my gods! You're so attention grabby.
Oh, yeah. You never interrupt me.
No, because I do, but that's because I actually have something good to talk about. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, once I got there, and a lot of people got there, I went into the adjacent room, and then we all just started having a guitar jam. Because a lot of the boys there could play guitar. Almost every single one could play guitar. Well, every single one did play guitar, except for the one violinist and the one pianist who couldn't play. But yeah, I met some really amazing musicians. This kid has a Gibson Les Paul, Sean, and he's been only playing for a year, as long as I have. He's ridiculously amazing. He is so ridiculously good, and the Les Paul is just such a nice guitar. You get such a great tone out of it. My Strat Squire is just rubbish compared to that thing. But then again, that's like $2,000, so I need to save up.
Oh, Matt, it's Stratocaster, it's Squire.
Wait, what does he play?
He has the same guitar.
He has a Squire Strat?
We're like, you have a Fender. He's like, no, I have a Squire.
How long has he been playing?
It's Fender, Strat, Squire. Whatever.
How long has he been playing?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if he's been playing...
Matt, how long have you been playing?
If he's been playing longer than I have, he should have a Fender Strat, or at least a better guitar than Squire Strat.
He has this.
Squire Strat.
Yeah, but it's a Fender.
A Fender Strat.
This is a Fender too.
Does it say... Dude.
Yes, it says Fender, right?
No, I don't care what it says. Does Fender it say Fender, or does it say... I know Fender owns Squire, but there's a difference in the quality.
Okay.
So does he play a Fender Strat or a Squire Strat?
I think he plays a Squire.
Okay, then. There we are.
But they're all owned by Fender.
I know they're owned by Fender. It does make a difference. Fender Strats are better than Squire Strats.
Why'd you buy it?
Because Fender Strats are expensive. And where was I? Jeez. Oh, yeah. So we all go down to have the communal barbecue thing because it's the first day of their introduction dinner, whatever it was. And I met Carlos Santana.
Did you really talk with him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I went up and I was like...
I think you meant like you just like said, hi, Carlos.
Well, basically, I was like, you were amazing at Woodstock and I just love your music. And then one of my friends did the bow thing to him, and he did the bow thing back, and that was so cool. You know, he does the bow thing.
No.
He does like that. You didn't know that?
Like the Chinese bow.
Sure, why not? He folds his hands in front of him and does a little bow thing, which is really cool because he's Carlos Santana. I mean, he played at Woodstock. He was tripping on acid at the time, but it was still amazing. Anyway, so after that, we had dinner, whatever. The second day there. We tried to steal a foosball table. We got the counselors really angry at us. Like, the counselors were shouting, what are you doing? And as I'm backing out of there, I was like, we were told to take this. I was very amused by that.
Yeah, but he totally became a giant asshole in this. Wait, do you curse now?
No, I don't curse.
You didn't curse at all?
I don't curse.
But you, like, caused all sorts of crime and havoc.
Yeah. Oh, I was so harsh. We made, like, there's this dorm called Pi-Fi. Where basically they did, like,
geometry. Wait, if you reveal this, I'm going to edit it out.
No, you can't edit this out.
I can edit it out.
You will not edit this out.
Don't say
you
it.
You edit this out, I stop doing the podcast.
I beg of you, I will edit it out.
No.
I don't want to get this
they don't ha-
Fine.
Okay.
If you haven't read Harry Potter, turn this off.
If you haven't read Harry Potter yet,
don't listen,
but you probably have if you're that big of a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, exactly. If you care enough to know the ending, you probably read it. But
yeah. What happened was, we flicked through to the end of Harry Potter to see what happens, and outside of PyFi, which is this really nerdy camp, and we hate them.
Oh, I'd hate you if I was in. That was so obnoxious what you did.
So what we do... Dude, it was a week since the book came out. So we wrote...
Yeah, it took me 3 days.
We wrote, Dumbledore dies, out in the front. This dude comes up, looks at it, gets this huge look of shock on his face, covers his face with his hands, turns back, and then runs into the house.
Sobbing and
sobbing. It was just so... And then I go up to him later on a dare, and I hug him, and I go, dude, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I'm so pissed. I want to find the guy who did this and kill him. And it was really funny, because he's stupid.
Oh, he didn't know it was you?
No, he didn't know it was me.
See, is that an asshole thing to do, or what?
It was funny, and PyFi, the Richards, I hate them. Oh,
Richards,
I invented a dance move called the pizza with a friend there. It's amazing.
Let's see.
I'll teach it to you.
Oh, I invented a handshake. I'll teach you later. We'll put them both on our website, videos of them.
Sure. It goes best with Baby Got Back, the pizza dance.
Do you like that song now?
It's a good song. I have a slight appreciation for rap now. More than I had before.
That's not how it starts. It's like...
I know how it starts.
Look at her,
yes,
but...
I know.
I must be one of those rock stars girlfriends. I mean...
Why the hell do you know that?
Because I've heard it before.
Okay, where was I?
Big. I don't know the worst of
the time. Yeah, so basically I went through the 3 weeks. I committed Grand Theft Auto. I 23 granola bars
Grand
for
Theft
$40.
He's got like a criminal record now.
No, I don't.
They just didn't write him off.
But
he paid him off.
It was
No, he performed sexual favors to get out of it.
Yes, I did.
He admits to it. He cops to it.
I did. No, I'm not even going to go into that.
He looks broken.
It was a lot of fun, and I had more fun than the Jew did. Because my camp was better than his stupid biking across
Europe. Your certainly wasn't as much work.
What?
I said your certainly wasn't as much work. Yours
mental
was more
work, yeah.
Work.
Mine was more mental work than yours.
That's true.
Because I had no previous conception of anything, and I had to learn everything from scratch. There's this one dude who's been playing piano for 11 years. He's absolutely amazing. The first time I heard him play, I felt like, what's the point of guitar when you can do that? But then, I played on a church organ. 9,000 pipes. Such raw power. Raw, uncontrollable wild power.
You play an actual song, you just like hit...
I played my concerto. I came up with the concerto while I was there.
I see.
A piano concerto. Oh, but so much raw power. It's just... I need to get
Wait,
one.
So you can play piano now?
No, I can't. I can play some. I can't play anything, really. But, yeah. Apparently, to build a small one costs $1.5 million. And
Prakash,
by the
old man!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
He
how
sucks
are you?
Now.
No, I don't.
I'm thinking of giving up being his friend.
I played an organ. And do you have any idea how much raw, uncontrollable, wild power you get from 9,000 pipes!
Who's the organ?
What is it? Catholic Memorial Church at Stanford.
Oh, cool.
And it was just amazing. Apparently it's unique in that it can change between mean and...
Is it a new guitar?
Yeah, it's a Strat Squire.
Nice.
It's not really that good, because I met this dude with the Gibson Les Paul, and I played it, and you get such an amazing tone out of that guitar. Such a nice guitar.
Three pickups.
Indeed. I need to go to the shop and find out why my bridge is doing that. It's annoying me.
What,
just
popping up like that?
Yeah.
Did you put that under there?
No. No, it was there from the start. But for some reason, when I took out my whammy bar and I restrung this, it just popped up like that. So tomorrow I'm going to go. Or today.
It definitely bent.
Does this have an adjustable... you can change the neck here? Is that what you do? Is that how the neck straightens?
What?
This thing? Some of these used to have a way to straighten the neck.
Oh, right.
I think that's what that is right there. That's the way the neck goes into the guitar, actually.
Probably, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, no. So I'm going to go to Guitar Center at some point.
Yeah, that's weird.
He broke it. Because he's so bad.
It's because I
the sound
heard it.
Better than you.
It's like, I'm going to commit suicide and Brendan
had it. It looks like it's adjustable.
What, this thing? Yeah, because I put the whammy bar in there, and when you push the whammy bar, this lifts up.
By the way, the wah-wah. You're talking about the wah-wah?
The thing. Whammy bar, the thing.
The,
yeah.
The wah-wah-wah-wah?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
They don't call it the wah-wah.
Yeah.
You get a wah pedal.
It wasn't whammy though. They call it something.
You get a wah pedal, but
a wah
they call
pedal,
it
this
a
is
whammy
a,
bar.
Yeah, but there was used to be another name for it.
Whammy.
Back in the
see,
day.
This to me looks like these. Did you put that in there?
What?
It looks to me like it's supposed to screw down into there and keep it down.
Probably.
That's but the other thing is the distance here. You know, the distance that
so this is very interesting to all of those listening.
Oh, I see. Are you talking
recording? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Have you seen Led Zeppelin at Knebworth?
No.
You need to get the DVD and make him watch it. Achilles' Last Stand, performed live at Knebworth, is so mind-blowingly amazing. They're like the super group.
He came back with worse taste than he left.
Shut up. You listen to Girly Man.
Yeah, they're good.
I know, it's a gay music. It's gay, isn't it?
See, your own father says they're gay.
He likes them, though.
They're good, but they're gay.
Gay.
They are gay.
They're good. I don't care.
I learned that there's a band that exists called Goat Whore.
Dad, like, your favorite song is that women's a cappella group that Prakash will probably commit suicide if I tried to play it for him.
What women's a cappella group?
Tangled Up in Blue.
I haven't even heard of that.
University of Michigan? Maybe? Oh, they're
not
really
as good as Hendrix.
In your opinion. Probably I'd rather listen to them.
That's because you're stupid.
No, it's because we have different taste.
No, it's because you're stupid. Where was I? I was somewhere. I just don't know where I was. Okay, so basically I wreaked havoc for 3 weeks. I met
you
a lot of friends.
Color. What else did you steal?
Nothing. I tried to sell food. One of these girls kept on touching my boobs. I was slightly
annoyed.
That's
creepy.
She herself has huge ones, but for some reason she decided that it's more fun poking mine. And so then
what's her name?
Then I threatened to poke hers, and so she stopped.
What's your name?
I'm not telling you her name.
I guess it's Susie.
No, you're wrong.
Susan.
No.
Karen.
Oh, I guess it's a man.
Oh! Burn.
No.
Okay, so
Stu Park, go away.
Teach me the move.
You. What move?
Oh, I don't have a camera.
Oh, a pizza dance? The pizza dance takes time.
Okay. You want me to teach you my handshake?
Not right now.
I can teach it, and they'll understand it. Because I've got words that describe it. Is that a no?
What are you doing?
Dancing!
Okay, so do you want to talk about Harry Potter? Oh, you haven't read it yet. Are you going to read it?
At some point.
Well, you need to read it so we can talk about it. And you have to record in India.
I have to!
You have to!
I have no choice!
You have no choice.
Oh! In case anyone who's out there, everyone who's out there, yeah, I did. You have to watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It comes on Cartoon Network at 11:45 p.m. Watch it, because it's ridiculously funny. It is such a funny show.
And every
other show I've seen pales in comparison to it. Family Guy can't even touch it.
You need a P.O. box. That'd be cool.
P.O. box.
No, I'd give
Why
up.
Are you still here?
I'm hungry.
So you come to
we
your brother's
phone calls.
We need emails. We need some contact.
Yeah, oh, wait. It said we got a crap load of daily hits on our last one, like 438
then
average.
Why aren't
hits.
You emailing us, people?
Yeah, please email us. Come on. Who do we have? We have
Carl
and Eric.
Eric. Is that his name? The dude I hate? Because he was so.
I don't hate you, Eric. You rock. If you listen to us, so you rock. I think anyone who listens to us rocks.
Such a stupid
You have a holler
dude.
At to the Groovily fans.
I already hollered at the Groovily. I thanked him for putting us in the newsletter.
Well, I'm hollering at the fans. Holler!
Oh, yeah,
Gene,
I can't wait to see you guys.
Gene, if you're listening, then don't you think that John Bonham is arguably the best rock drummer, or best drummer, really, ever? Because I saw him play Moby Dick live at, I think,
You didn't see him play it. You saw DVD.
I saw the DVD, but it's the same. Well, not the same. I wish I was there. I wish I'd been born 35 years earlier. But
so
I saw him playing on the DVD, and he's just absolutely amazing. Don't you? If you have, get the Led Zeppelin DVD, Gene. Seriously, get it, and watch it and be amazed at the talent that is John Bonham, because he's just so ridiculously amazing. Gods. No, first time Robert Plant and John Bonham met, John Bonham told Robert Plant is a singer for Led Zeppelin.
Just that, dude.
Robert Plant told, I mean, Bonham told Plant that you're a great vocalist, but you're not as good a vocalist as I am a drummer.
You're back.
Which is true, because, well, if you're a drummer, your idol should be John Bonham, unless you found someone more to your taste, I guess, but he's just amazing. Anyway, so, the Jew has gone off somewhere, doing something or the other in his Jewish way,
because
he's all Jewish. I don't know. What's the time?
It's on my computer.
6:07. I don't know whether I should go home or not. Because if I eat dinner here, my parents will get angry.
Can you get them to pick you up?
No. Because neither of them are here. My dad went to Texas, and my mom is still at work.
Okay. Then we're done for today. Are you going to be home tomorrow?
I'm going to be home every day. Until Friday.
Friday. I'm leaving Thursday for college. Right.
Okay, so we're going to end this now. So yeah, email us.
Please. Okay.
The Jew and Hindu
the
at
next
gmail.com.
Email, we should give them something special.
What will we give them?
What exclusive audio tracks.
Exclusive audio tracks, yeah.
We'll give you any audio tracks you want. We have all sorts. Oh, we can give out the... Anyone who emails us. Well.
I don't even know what you're
discretion,
talking about.
Anyone who
Why
I don't
at your
know,
discretion?
Anyone who I don't know who emails us, because I don't want to just give them to people that already know us.
What about my discretion?
We can give it to Carl, too.
What about my discretion?
Well, are you basically, I'm not going to give it to my relatives.
What do you want to...
It's our secret song.
What is our secret song? What, the Jesus one?
Yeah, the one that we
Why
pulled.
Wouldn't you put it out there?
It's so not PC.
PC?
Politically correct.
It's fine.
I'm not happy with it.
Catholics I know laughed at it. Why do you care?
Because I find it offensive.
How do you find... You're Jewish.
So?
How can you find a song about Jesus Jewish. Offensive?
Anyone get it? Would you find a song... Well, no, you wouldn't because you're a hateful person. But, yeah. I'll ask my Catholic friends what they think. I'll send it to my Catholic friends and see what they think.
Fine.
I'll get their approval. If I can get the Catholic seal of approval, I'll put it on our website with Catholic seal of approval written underneath. And I'll make a little seal that has a cross on it.
That's good. So, wait, all you're going to do is just send him the Jesus song?
Oh, and whatever you want. Ask for something. I'll send it. Email, of course. I'm not going to send you stuff. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'll send you all my pictures from my trip to Europe. All of them. I'll send you every single one. There's like 200.
I'm sure they'll enjoy that.
Yeah, you will. Or I'll send you, I don't know.
We'll send you, all along the Watchtower and... We'll make a...
No, we won't, because that's illegal.
No, it isn't, because I have the album.
So, it's still illegal.
Not if they don't burn it onto a CD.
You're not allowed to burn it. Fine. We won't send it to you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, no.
Wink, wink, nudge, oh, gods. You and your speaking...
Your wife a goa. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, no, I mean... You know,
Stop.
Okay, well, okay.
Okay, so email us, thejewandhindu@gmail.com.
And please,
call
please,
us.
Oh, God, the call, person that calls, I'm going to actually send them something. Like, through the mail.
I mean, what is how, it? What is it? 1-202-98-HNJ.
206-666.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
DAC
206-202-PRAK. 1-206-98-HNJ.
Sure, it's 98.
Yeah.
But then isn't it 206, 666 prank?
No, it's 202. It's 666 for you.
Okay.
You can go and check out our site.
Our website.
I'm
go to
right.
our website at http://dakdakdak2000.tripod.com.
Basically,
or go to Podcast Alley, any podcast. Just search the Hindu and the Jew.
No, don't search Hindu and the Jew, because you can't find us immediately.
You know, you'll just go to a podcast directory, and then you'll click
yeah,
the
probably.
Page, but it's still faster.
Sure.
That's how I go.
That's because you're lazy.
That's how I go to our site.
That's because you don't remember how to spell anything.
Okay,
so you just hope
good night.
That you'll get something
I'll probably
right.
try to do a bunch of crap load of recording this week, and also I'm going to do some Skype interviews with friends from camp. So
churches.
Cool. Lead!
Churches. Bits of small rocks. Small bits of rock.
Tiny rocks. Little tiny rocks.
It's not little tiny
rocks.
It's
got big pointy teeth.
Yes.
Lead.
Churches.
Lead.